In these last days, it is getting more difficult to depend on God. Not that we can't depend on God because of his unfaithfulness, because he's always faithful, but because we are bombarded on every side with doubt and unbelief and so-called reasonings that make it appear like God isn't faithful. In this electronic age, we can be bombarded with 10 times more doubt and unbelief about God's ability than we could in the years past. It's like going to the store and you're just looking for one item, but then when you find the item, you find multiple variations of that item. And some may appear to be cheaper, they cost less, but they don't have a higher quality like the one that costs more does. That's what the devil does. He tries to give us multiple choices and tell us that the cheaper versions are just as good as the other. That's what he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. He gave them a cheaper or another version of what they already had, one that would appeal to their senses more. The devil tried to advertise something that would make them feel better, but God didn't create us to be about ourselves. He created us to give love to him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love to others as we do ourselves. We don't need to depend upon ourselves to have happiness. We can depend upon God to do that. To depend on God means that we rely on him and we let him direct our lives. He can give us everything we need in the process. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need will be added unto you." Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." But some people have trouble depending upon and trusting in God. Let's look at this example of why we should depend upon God. Imagine this. We are in this world, and this earth is big. Back up so you can see a bigger picture and you'll see the solar system, which looks big in itself. But then if you back up even more, you'll see multiple solar systems. And if you was to back up all the way and be able to see the whole universe, you wouldn't be able to see our solar system, let alone the Earth. God made everything, and he made it so vast and so big that it bends our imagination to the point that we just cannot comprehend it. Yet, God is so interested in us, a small so-called speck on this earth, because we are in his image and after his likeness. And since God can manage the whole universe, he can also micromanage us. We are important to him. Out of all creation, he is most interested in us. That should tell you how important it is for God to take care of us, and how much he wants us to depend upon him to take care of us. Yet the devil is screaming in our ears from every direction. He's trying to get us to doubt God instead of depend upon him. But God has many verses in the Bible that point to the fact that he can and will take care of us. I want to bring some of these verses to your attention. First of all, Philippians 3 verse 21 says that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think. If we think that we know how much God can take care of us, then we just don't know enough of God. He can do more than we can imagine. But we have to depend upon him. We have to have faith in him. Mark 11, verse 22 says simply, "Have faith in God." Why? Because he's the only one who will take that faith and use it for our advantage as well as for others. Another scripture is Matthew 19, verse 26, which says, "With God, all things are possible." Is there anything too hard for God? No. The only thing that he cannot do is override our will. He gave us a will to choose. We'll look at that again in a little bit. But for now, let's look at God's desire. 1 Timothy 2 verse 4 says, He wants everyone to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Another scripture says that he came to seek and to save those who were lost. He's not seeking our destruction. He's not seeking to keep us from having the best. The only one who's trying to keep us from that is the devil, by telling us that we cannot depend upon God. Just because something happened another way than what we thought it would, it doesn't mean that God cannot be depended upon. We can always depend upon God. If things turn out different, God is still faithful. Yet another reason why we can depend upon God is His Word. And I want to read Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 11. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." When God speaks, it will happen. Even if it doesn't materialize in the natural realm, it always does in the spiritual realm. All we have to do is depend upon God for Him to take care of it. Yes, as I was speaking a while ago, sometimes it doesn't happen just like we want it to, but God is knowledgeable in everything and He knows what's best for us. If it happens a little different, there's a reason. If it doesn't happen at all, mankind could have not accepted it. Or there could be something else that God has in mind. We just need to depend upon God to take care of the outcome. He will always bring us to the correct end. If someone refuses the word of God, God cannot override the desire of the human spirit, but He can override the desired human outcome. One example would be when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were cast into the fiery furnace. God didn't deliver them from it, but He was faithful to bring them through it. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. God didn't deliver him from that, but He was faithful to deliver him through that. We can always depend upon God to give us the desired end, even in the face of impossibility. I have faced several instances in my life when it seemed impossible for God to overcome something. But He was faithful and brought me through it. King David said, "I was young, but now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." God will take care of all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Sometimes it's just right. Sometimes it's more than enough. God is our provider, spirit, soul, and body. He is our nurturer. He will always care about us. 1 Peter 5:7 says that He cares for us. If He didn't care for us, then He wouldn't have given us the option of salvation through Jesus Christ. God wants us to be with Him throughout all eternity. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that you may come and be where I am too." God wants us to be by His side so He can love on us throughout eternity. That sounds like a loving Heavenly Father to me. Doesn't it to you? God has our best interests at heart. Satan doesn't. All Satan wants to do is get back at God for kicking him out of heaven. All Satan wants to do is glorify himself. God wants us to glorify Him so we can keep the circuit of love going. By loving on God, He'll love on us, and we can love Him back. 1 John 3:1 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called His children." What parent doesn't try to take care of their child? Maybe a few humans do that, but God will never treat us that way. God will always be looking out for us as His children and taking care of our needs. Now, we may not get these needs taken care of right away, but we will get them taken care of. God is faithful. Always depend upon Him and you'll see the desired end result. I've said that several times, but it bears repeating. We can depend upon God to take care of us and to take care of others as well. He has given us the prayer of intercession for others. You've seen that in the four Gospels when the four men let down the mat in front of Jesus, and it says that Jesus saw their faith, according to Matthew chapter 9. Now, in these last days, it is very evil out in this world. But the scripture says that we can overcome evil with good because we can depend upon God's power and love to save us or deliver us through. If you are struggling in your faith to depend upon God, then I encourage you to read the Word of God. Keep reading, and wherever you find anything that points to God's faithfulness and that you can depend upon Him, then I encourage you to write it down and confess it every day. If you just do this for a little while, then God will guarantee that you will be changed. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more you hear the Word of God, the more it changes you, the more it builds you up, and you can depend upon Him, and then the more He can do for you. In the face of the enemy, always depend upon God. You will never, ever be disappointed, and you will never be let down. You can depend on God. Father, I pray that if there is anyone who is struggling with depending upon You, that You will help them, encourage them, and strengthen them through Your Word. Remind them of the past times when You were faithful, and encourage them to believe that You'll always be faithful. You are true to Your Word. You said in James 1:17 that there is neither shadow nor turning with You. You're always the same. You love us, You care for us, and I pray that everyone who's been struggling in this will overcome the devil's bombardment of doubt and unbelief. We thank You for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.